poll, Joe Biden loses frontrunner status in New Hampshire, slips behind Bernie Sanders. By Matthew Boyle on June 25, 2019. Former Vice President Joe Biden has fallen out of the lead in New Hampshire's Democratic presidential primary in the wake of a series of campaign missteps. Losing his lead in the Granite State ahead of the first debates to Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, while Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, continues surging right behind both of them. The new survey released on Tuesday afternoon from Crooked Media/Change Research shows Sanders has overtaken Biden in New Hampshire, leading the former vice president 28% to 24% in the state, while Warren, who represents nearby Massachusetts in the U.S. Senate, is coming up just behind them at 21%. South Bend, Indiana, Mayor Pete Buttigieg is next at 14%, then former Representative Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke, DTX, at 4%, Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, at 3%, while Andrew Yang, Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, former Representative John Delaney, DMD, Representative Tulsi Gabbard, DHI, Washington Governor Jay Inslee, and former Senator Mike Gravel, DAK, all come in at 1%. The poll was conducted from June 17 to June 20, a time frame during which Biden took significant heat from the media and his Democrat opponents for praising long-dead segregationists within his own party in an attempt to harken back to what he portrays as a better time in American politics when people who disagreed could work together. The problem with Biden's analogy, for which he has refused to apologize, is that these segregationists were fellow Democrats, so his argument of bipartisanship does not work. The poll surveyed 935 likely Democratic primary voters in New Hampshire and has a margin of error of 3.1%. Change Research also surveyed 935 Democratic primary voters in both Iowa and South Carolina, with margins of error of 3.1% apiece, as well, but Biden still led in both of those other early presidential states. In Iowa, Biden's 27% still tops the field for now, but in second place is Warren at 20%. Sanders is down in third at 18%, while Buttigieg is next with 17%. In South Carolina, Biden's 39% is even more of a towering lead. Warren, also in second in South Carolina, is next with 15%, while Sanders is third with 13%, and Buttigieg is fourth with 11%. Crooked Media/Change Research wrote in its analysis of the combined South Carolina, Iowa, and New Hampshire samples data, Biden has a strong lead among voters who aren't following the Democratic primary closely at all or aren't following too closely, polling at 42% and 41% respectively in those two groups. The race is closer among those who are following the primary somewhat or very closely. In the following somewhat closely group, Biden leads narrowly with 22% over Sanders' 21%. And in the following very closely group, he leads with 26% followed by Warren at 23%. This New Hampshire poll is the first in any battleground or early state where Sanders has taken a lead over Biden. Another poll recently done in Minnesota, both an important state for the Democratic primaries and a general election battleground state, showed Warren surging past Biden there. It remains to be seen how candidates will handle Biden during the debates this week. Biden will appear on the second night Thursday evening in Miami on NBC's debates, alongside Sanders, Buttigieg, Harris, and others. Warren and O'Rourke will appear on the first night, Wednesday evening, separated from Biden.